Yo, it's your boy, the host with the most. I'm Chris the Don One. Welcome to another episode of the One Man, One Mic podcast. We're going to have some sports news we're going to be talking about, some music news, and we're going to be talking about some gaming. It's been a while since I talked about gaming on this particular podcast. First thing we're going to talk about is Machine Gun Kelly's Bender, what I thought about it. I didn't like the album name, the title. To me, I thought it was questionable. I liked the artwork. But when you pay attention to the songs, I felt like it was a mixed bag of material that he hasn't released. Okay, stuff that he's been working in the studio for, but it's just stuff he just simply hasn't released. I felt like they're like pieces of different songs that just didn't make the cut from previous albums, okay? And that's why you couldn't really connect. You couldn't connect one song from another song. They just felt like a bunch of missing pieces in a bag, okay? None of these songs are going to be crossover hits. They're not going to be platinum hits. They're not going to hit the charts. But to be fair and to be completely honest with Machine Gun Kelly, he's never been that type of artist that was concerned or even cared about a song, you know, hitting the pop charts or the rap charts or things like that. He's always been a staple of underground music, of the mixtape scene, okay? That's Machine Gun Kelly's MO, okay? That's why when he came out with Rap Devil, a lot of people didn't know who Machine Gun Kelly was. Machine Gun Kelly has been in the game for a long period of time, okay? But it is what it is. I felt like Binge, and let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. Machine Gun Kelly went on social media, said Binge was an EP, it's not an album. Machine Gun Kelly's fans saying it's an EP, it's not an album. To me, I really don't care if it's an EP or an album. It's a future project, okay, that's trying to ride the wave or success from Rap Devil, okay? To me, I thought this project was a step down from Rap Devil. I rather listen to Rap Devil 3 or 4 times in a row than rather listen to Binge, okay? I felt like Binge was pieces of combinations of different songs that just didn't make the cut on previous material or previous projects he's been working on in his hip-hop career, okay? Now, a lot of reviewers rated this album very, very low. The numbers are not in, and when the numbers do come in, they're not going to be successful numbers. A lot of people are going to be laughing at these numbers. So Machine Gun Kelly, as well as P. Diddy, is trying to amp up and hype up this album on social media, as well as in the hip-hop industry, talking about this album, trying to promoting this album. I don't think it's going to work because, one, Machine Gun Kelly's fans are kind of fickle. They're on or off whatever Machine Gun Kelly do. And two, it's not enough in Machine Gun's in his fan community to support a project like this. Okay. To me, it's okay, but I'm not saying it's a bad album, but it's a step below what Rap Devil was. And I always stated this. I felt like if you can, going back to Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly, I felt like Rap Devil was a great song, but I felt like Killshot had the better lyric content than Rap Devil. Okay. And surprise, surprise, you know, Eminem is a better rapper than Machine Gun Kelly. All right. That's not taken away from Machine Gun Kelly. It is what it is. Machine Gun Kelly is not, he's not the best rapper in his peer group, okay? So to sit up here and take it a step above and say, well, he's better than Eminem, it's kind of foolish. But it is what it is. I wasn't too pleased with Binge. You can check it out yourself. I'm not saying it's garbage, but it's not the best material from Machine Gun Kelly. All right. The next thing we're going to talk about is Jimmy Butler. I talked about this on What's Grinding My Gears about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, and I always stated this on YouTube or wherever, I felt like Jimmy Butler, he's a master of none, but he's a jack of all trades. He's pretty good and pretty average on what he can bring to a team, but his talent can't carry a team like a Russell Westbrook, like a Kevin Durant, like a Steph Curry, like a LeBron James, like a Kobe Bryant, like a Michael Jordan, like a Magic Johnson. He's not that type of athlete, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's a bad athlete. I just don't think he's an athlete that can carry a team to the promised land. All right. Once again, he's a jack of all trades. He's a master of none. Now, there's a rumor. He's been wanting to trade. He's got a list of teams. Now, there have been other teams that have been added. He doesn't mind playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He doesn't mind playing for the Miami Heat. He doesn't mind. And he really wants to play for the Houston Rockets. But in order for that to happen with the Houston Rockets, they're going to have to give up so much to get Jimmy Butler. And then you have to look at it from this perspective. Okay, we're giving away all this plus our future for a player that's not going to be really committed for the long haul. And can we even afford him if he wants to be that committed? Okay, so that's a question that ponders the GM or the Rockets organization. Which leads me to believe the only team that can probably give them the enough trade access and enough draft picks are the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers can fork over a couple of draft picks and a prospect for Jimmy Butler. It cost the Timberwolves 3 first round draft picks. They can possibly get a first rounder and maybe a future first rounder plus an asset or two for Jimmy Butler. Okay? So that's a possibility. That's a scenario that can work. Also, the Miami Heat. I felt in order for that to happen, I feel like the Timberwolves are going to be a little greedy and a little desperate. And they're going to ask for the moon, sun, and stars for Jimmy Butler to land with the Miami Heat. I don't think from that perspective they will do that. Okay? Now, there is a scenario, and a lot of people are not talking about it, swapping players. Jimmy Butler goes to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Kevin Love goes back to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Okay? That's an intriguing offer that I don't see a lot of people talk about, but it is what it is, okay? But nevertheless, he's definitely going to get traded. It'd be in the best interest for Jimmy Butler. It'd be the best interest for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And when he does, and when he do get traded, the next person that's going to be out of there is Tom Thibodeau. He's the one that brokered the deal to get Jimmy Butler. And now they lost 3 draft picks. All for just 1 season of Jimmy Butler. Somebody's head is going to, some heads are going to fall, and the first head's going to fall is Tom Thibodeau. Okay? Now, let's get into some more sports news. The Patriots lost again. Surprise, surprise. Tom Brady is not that happy. And a lot of people are pointing the fingers at Bill Belichick saying, well, you see what that decision made for the Patriots, that Super Bowl decision, by leaving a Butler out. And now that decision multiplied into what's transpiring right now. What people don't realize is the Patriots are probably going to be fine. And they have been down this road from where I'm sitting more than 4 times, and 7 times. And of those 7 times, 3 of those years were Super Bowl years. You know, they started out the gate slow, but they built themselves back up. It's also a lot of people are not paying attention to. Tom Brady missed all the training camp, And it's going to take a while for Tom Brady to get his legs back. So he's an older player. Plus, they have injuries. Everyone has injuries, but the injuries that they have, those are dependable players. That's why the Josh Gordon trade went through. And people are not going to see the residuals of that trade until they get the rest of their horses back into the stable. Okay? So, even though I'm not a Patriots fan, I can see clearly now, since the rain is gone, that they're going to have a very successful entreating year. Okay? But it is what it is. Jimmy G, he's out for the year. I kept telling people, I think Jimmy G is a decent quarterback. I don't think he's great. If you get talent around Jimmy G, he's going to enhance that talent. But if you expect Jimmy G to carry the 49ers to the promised land, he's not Joe Montana. He's not Steve Young. Okay? But he's a pretty good quarterback. If you're a Cowboy fan like myself, the Dallas Cowboys, they stink. And what I got to tell to the Dallas Cowboy fans like myself, wait till next year. Because I don't see this train getting back on the track. And I don't see this getting any better. Clearly, they need more assets. They need more players. Excuse me. No, I don't think they should get Bryant. I don't think Bryant can really help the problems. I think their offensive line is getting a little bit older, a little bit injured. And one more year in the draft would help us for next year. I can't think of his name, the coach for the Dallas Cowboys, Jason Garrett. I don't see him withstanding. I think this will be his final year as the Cowboys coach. Here's a possibility. A lot of people are not talking about it. Check out the tea leaves. It depends on what transpires with Ohio State. But Urban Meyer might get the itch and he might start scratching about going into the pros. And how desperate the Cowboys are, they probably would not only give him the head coaching job, he'll get the highest paying coach, and he will also get say-so in the front office. Do not be surprised if Urban Meyer becomes the coach, the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys next year. I'm not going to book it. I'm just saying if you check out the tea leaves, you can do this information yourself. There's a possibility that Jason Garrett could be our next savior for the Dallas Cowboys. All right. Now, one more thing. Black Ops, what I thought about it. A lot of people think that this is going to be the Fortnite killer. I really don't see that because even though I feel like this is really going to kill the PUBG community, it's going to pull away more players from PUBG and play Black Ops Blackout. I feel like it's going to pull some players away from Fortnite. But what makes Fortnite better, then let's just compare it to PUBG, is average or below average shooters who are platform builders, who are Minecraft builders. I feel like those types of gamers who, if you love building, platform building like Minecraft, then you're going to continue playing Fortnite. Fortnite has a lot of elements of Minecraft, except you can shoot. I feel like those gamers are going to be attracted to Fortnite. I don't see those same players going from Fortnite to Call of Duty Black Ops unless they're going to allow people to build platforms and things of that nature, which I don't see them doing that. I do see a lot of casual gamers entertained with Call of Duty Black Ops. A lot of hardcore gamers are going to go to Call of Duty Black Ops for Blackout mode. But as far as those players in Fortnite, a lot of those Fortnite players, the reason why they love Fortnite because it reminds them of other games like Minecraft. And I just don't see them players all of a sudden stop playing Fortnite to play Call of Duty Black Ops. Okay. Now, finally, microtransaction. Here's my perspective. You know, in the recent news, a lot of game studios are, the struggle is real with these studios. Yes, they are. The struggle is real with these studios. They're, they're trying to add microtransaction in a lot of their games. And a lot of gamers are upset at this. There are certain countries that are creating laws, so this will not be tolerated. A lot of gamers have stopped purchasing these games, and it's making studios and publishers do an about face, a complete 180 on how they approach the game. They're starting to take away microtransaction in a lot of games. And to me, I look at it like this. I feel like if it's hurting the community, and if microtransaction is really hurting the community, if the majority of people are really hurt by microtransaction, okay, then yes, take it out of the community. I have no issue with that. However, if you're a player, if you're a gamer like myself, where I have played tons of games that had microtransactions in them, and I've been playing them in a long time. Battlefield 4, Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, okay? Those games, 4 years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, that had microtransaction in it, I still enjoyed those games, and I didn't have to spend a penny in microtransaction. But I do understand if the majority of the gaming community feels like that this is a hinder, this is a problem, this is a plague in the gaming community, then abolish it, get rid of it. But I'm just stating for the record, there have been games that had microtransactions. This is not a new topic. That had microtransactions in it that I have purchased, and I haven't even spent a dime in microtransactions and still had a good time. But once again, if you feel like if the majority of the audience in the gaming community has a problem with it, then let's get rid of it. Okay. I feel like to me, the gaming industry, a lot of studios, a lot of these publishers, they're making money hand over fist. I feel like, yes, microtransactions can be gambling. You can be addicted to microtransactions. You just put your credit card information in there. If you don't get the right combination, if you don't get the right armor piece, the right weapon, the right special ability, guess what you're going to keep doing? You're going to keep putting your credit card information in there until you finally get the right combination. You probably spent $100, $200, $500, $1,000 on a $60 game. A lot of parents don't know about microtransactions, okay? Their children could be taking money out of their credit card to try to get something, and now they're in the hole with their credit card bill. So, it's something that has to be abolished if it's a problem. And if it's a problem to them, it's a problem to me. Then it's a problem. Well, that's all I got for today. Guys, tell me what you think. I'll talk to you later. Peace.